just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
Scriptures say, Ekam Sat Viprabahuda Vadanti. The ultimate truth is one. But seers, sages, the scholars, the philosophers, the yogis, call the one truth by so many names. But the ultimate truth is one. Natasya Pratimasti. He is the one who doesn't have any Pratima, any image, any portrait, any picture, any human form, but he is one. The ultimate, the primal source of everything. And nothing is greater than him. Baba is talking or giving message for Kumars. They give the breath of courage to the world. Yesterday we saw the seed of spirituality is that complete purity. Today, Baba is taking the discussion to yet another level. समय अनुसार विश्व की आत्माएं आप आत्माओं में रूहानियत का सैंपल देखना चाहती है, उसका सहज साधन है सिर्फ एक शब्द अटेंशन में रखो और अंडरलाइन करो, वह एक शब्द है एक व्रता भव। एक व्रता, वेरी टफ टू ट्रांसलेट, जहाँ है ही एक वहाँ एकाग्रता स्वतः ही आ जाती है, अचल डोल स्वतः ही बन जाते हैं। जहाँ एक व्रता है वहाँ एक मत एक नामी हो जाते हैं, जहाँ एक मति है वहाँ सदगति सहज हो जाती है। हिसाब में भी एक शब्द से शुरू होता है। नोट करो सारे दिन में एक व्रता कितना समय रहते हैं, एक शब्द तो सहज याद आएगा ना। अब तो हद की बात है, हद के पुराने संस्कार को छोड़ मर्सीफुल बनो, सकाश दो, सहारा दो, उसी में बिजी रहेंगे तो हद की आकर्षण से स्वतः ही दूर हो जाएंगे. टू बी फेथफुल टू वन इज द कॉर्नर स्टोन ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ. योर फेथ, योर डिवोशन टू वन. एक व्रता, व्रत इज अ सॉर्ट ऑफ साधना. फेथ इन वन, फेथ टूवर्ड्स वन, वन फेथ. इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज हैज गॉट डिफरेंट वर्ड्स. वन इज बिलीफ, अनदर इज फेथ, एंड थर्ड इज ट्रस्ट. एंड वॉट इज द डिफरेंस? If you open the lexicon, especially thesaurus, they are synonyms. And yet, in the spiritual lexicon, they have different connotations. So which is the better word? Faith, belief, or trust? I believe in something, but Vishwas, that belief can turn into a blind belief also. Blind belief, even blind faith they talk of. This belief is something you are conditioned. It has nothing of your own. You have been taught to believe. This is like that, this is like this. A child is born in Christian family, he is told to believe in Christ. He has no personal experience of love. He is just following what he has been told. Faith is slightly higher than belief. I have faith. Faith includes love. I have the faith. Yes, he will save me. Yes, my savior is with me. And what is trust then? Trust is faith plus love plus respect. It's little higher. Trust. Trustworthy. Somebody on whom you can bank upon. So when we say ek vrata, we can use all the three words: to have belief in one, to have faith in one, to have trust in one. Trust also includes experience. So love is there, experience is there, and respect is there. Everything is included. Yet in all the English translations of Murli's, trust word has not been used. They have used the word faith for nishche, but the best or the better word is trust. Faith can be blind faith also. Belief can be blind belief also. When all supports go away, all the props you are holding on, they fall down, you realize that he is the only one I can hold on. That is ekvrata. Your devotion is towards one. Your dedication is towards one. Your surrender is towards one. Your remembrance is towards one. Your support is one. Your strength is one. Your power is one. Your belief, your faith, your trust is one. And it is unfragmented, unflinching, unbreakable, such unflappable stage of the mind, that he alone is my savior. When he is with me, I don't need anyone. When he is with me, I am more powerful, most powerful, because all powers come to me from him. I don't have to go and please the people of this world. You please the Lord and you get everything. There was a king who did not have any children, so he was quite bothered. So he goes to an occultist, a tantric, and the tantric suggests him a method. If you can kill one child and offer him as a sacrifice, you can get a child. So the king makes a proclamation in the kingdom that whosoever offers me his child, I will give him a lot of wealth. So in that kingdom there was a poor family, and that family had got many children, and one of the child was almost mad. The family used to think like that, because he used to go and sit in satsangs. He used to spend time in temples. He was always chanting something or other, always lost in meditation. For the family, he was a hopeless case. So the family decided to give that child to the king and in return to get a lot of money. So the deal is done. The king takes the child and the tantric is there. They are about to offer him as a sacrifice on the altar. But the child says, I have one request before I die. I need some sand. The king said, okay. And with that sand, he makes 4 heaps of sand. He goes to the first heap of sand and breaks it. He goes to the second heap of sand and breaks it with his hand. He goes to the third heap of sand and breaks it with his hand. And he goes to the fourth heap and sits behind that heap of sand. Such a strange behavior. The tantric is present there and the king as well. And they ask him, before we kill you, first tell what you did. What is all this? Why you broke? Is it something of your strategy to defeat our plot? The boy says, it was the duty of my parents to protect me. But they gave me to the king to be killed. So I break all relations with them. That was the first breaking of the heap of sand. Second, my relatives. It was their duty to convince my parents. But they didn't do anything. So I broke the second heap. And the third heap is you, king. You are killing me. It is your duty to protect your subjects. So I broke that sword. I have no connection with them. And the fourth heap is the heap of God. He alone is my protector. He alone is my savior, and I trust in him. The king got a shock to listen to this statement. And the king thinks, who knows, even if I kill this boy, whether I will get a son or not, why not to make this boy as my son? Such a devout, such a faithful, such an intelligent boy. And the king appoints him and he becomes the prince. The faith in God is a miraculous thing. It will give you that which you never even thought of. It touches that unfathomable core in you, the intangible something in you. Faith moves the mountains. Ek Vrata means to have faith in him alone. Baba is talking about Kumars. Kumar means who are Ek Vrata. They don't need anything of this world. They don't need any company or any companion. For they have made God their supreme companion. It's only when you forget your supreme companion, you feel lonely. The loneliness comes only when you forget him. In yesterday's Murli also, Baba said, the causes of unhappiness. The very first cause of unhappiness is you forget yourself, who you are. This oblivion, this forgetfulness is the cause of unhappiness. The second is you forget your attainments, what you have got, your treasures, your fortunes. The third is you don't know how to accommodate those attainments. That's why you are unhappy. The fourth is you don't know your own speciality and how to put that speciality into use. If you can translate your speciality into practice, if you can make that abstract speciality into physical reality, you will never be unhappy. That's the cause of your unhappiness. And the fifth is time. There should be timely application of that speciality. And the sixth is when you get disheartened and you start cursing your fate, you start blaming people, you play the victim card, give way to blame game, you become unhappy. For every wrong thing that has happened, you feel that somebody else is responsible. Put your shoulders on wheels. Take all the responsibility on yourself. Be accountable. Whatever that is happening to me, others have no role. The seventh, when you suffer from the green monster, what is the green monster? Jealousy. Jealousy is known as green monster, green demon, that corrodes and erodes your internal conscience. It causes you a burning sensation. You burn within. And jealousy arises from comparison. Drop the comparison, and jealousy is no more there. You are unique. You are incomparable. You are masterpiece. No one can be like you. So it's stupidity to compare. Each one is born special with a special speciality. This very concept of comparing is poisonous. Because when you compare, you are forgetting your own internal being, your own self-esteem, and you begin a new journey. That journey is known as the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul. And the last, eighth, when you alight from your throne and start eating and playing with mud, that you become unhappy. Stay in the stage of higher consciousness. Come and play in my lap, the Lord says. You are royal children. It doesn't behoves you to play with mud. Because when you play with mud, you become weak. And Baba has come to make you healthy. Health means cleanliness. Coming back to Ekvrata. When you have trust, faith and belief only in one, you stay happy. When your faith, trust or beliefs get divided, God is everything. You have full faith, but still you have kept human backup for emergency. That means your faith is incomplete. Drop all the human backup. In Bible there is one statement, neither death nor life, nor height nor depth, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present or things to come, nor any human being, present or about to come, shall be able to separate us from the love of God. We leave, we move, and we have our being in Him. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in Thee. O Lord, You are a big rock. The storm is raging. It is tumultuous. The tempest is growing louder. The atmosphere is alarming. You are my protection. Let me hide myself in Thee. You are that rock. Outside there is storm. Let me hide in You. Ekvrata, You alone are my support. You alone is my shelter. You alone are my canopy. I don't need anyone. Kumar means those who have the courage to walk alone. Even if the situations are fearful, that intrepid stage of the consciousness is the life of surrender, where you are fearless, undaunted. So have faith only in One, because He alone is there when everybody else would desert you. Walk alone. And we cannot trust human nature, human beings. They change. He is the only One who remains the same, the unchangeable reality, immutable. Om Shanti.